2 o'clock straight up! It's the Carton Show with Big Mac on a gorgeous Tuesday afternoon in New York City. Phone number to join as always, 888-808-1019. Got a great show for you today as the New York Yankees are now officially in a swoon. And it's June, making it the June swoon. Meanwhile, the New York Mets,
I'm not there yet.
Once again, show you how little league teams play baseball at the major league level with the inside the park home run. I got it. I ain't got it. And LeBron James will be leaving the Lakers without a real title, which makes me happy. As the Lakers try to become the first team in the modern era to win with an all-white starting five. So lots cooking today. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today, kid?
I'm doing all right, Craig. How are you?
I couldn't be any better.
It sounds that way.
Yeah, I know you're going to have a tough day today as the Yankees get beaten down again yesterday. I have to say this because if I'm going to be fair and objective and honest about it, non-competitive baseball
last night
from your New York Yankees last night.
There's no doubt about it.
And at some point, I don't think it's a problem just yet, but it's kind of like... We've all been there at different stages of our lives when you look in the mirror and you're like, is that something? No, I'm just going to let it go. And then a couple days later, no, it's getting a little red. It's a little raised. I'm just going to let it go. And then you got a full-on whitehead right there in the middle of your cheek and you got a big date tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And you're like, do I pop it? Don't I pop it? The New York Yankees have a pimple. They got a pimple that needs popping right now.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the solution is.
Oh, I know what the solution is. Get guys back. They're not hitting. How about, like, because we're over, like, we look too deep into things. Like, yes, they're playing lousy. It's been a lousy five games. I'm not even with you on the swoon yet. I don't think five games.
Oh, it's a swoon.
It's not a swoon.
It's a swoon.
They haven't lost back-to-back series since May 17th.
Swoon.
You have to lose back-to-back series before you call it
out
a swoon.
Out of first place.
It's a lousy 10 games.
Dropping like a rock in a pool.
During June, they got into first place.
That's correct.
They were out of first place heading into June. They were in first place in the middle of June. Now with these lousy five games, they found themselves outside of first
place.
It's the
mid-June
really,
swoon.
What's it about? Listen, it's a bad overall 10 games. It's a bad five games. But we're looking too deep into it. Because it's a pimple. It's this. It's that. Let me tell you what
it is.
It's
a whitehead.
Here's what it is. It's not a team that we will see come August and September.
Well, if you get there.
They're going to get there.
Are they?
And, well, listen, you're going to find out. We talked about
American
yesterday.
American League
how
sucks, I'll give you that.
The American League sucks.
Yeah.
They're a playoff team for sure. Whether or not they can be a division title winner, I agree with you. It's right now because as much as I'll tell you Judge needs to be back and what they're missing without Stanton and what they're missing without Grisham, who will be back on Friday. That's really the only guy coming back. They're going to have to do this. Judge, Aaron Boone said today, Judge isn't even at the part of looking at the reimaging yet. They're still a couple weeks away from reimaging.
Oh, it's not going to be July. August at best.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's August. So they're going to have to do this without Judge for a while, and who knows about Stanton. Thankfully, Grisham's coming back because he's a big part of it. But we're so focused on, yes, you want to call it a swoon? Fine. I'm not going to go into a long debate with you. I think you have to lose back-to-back series to even call it a swoon, so that could be tonight.
Okay.
And we already know Jazz isn't going to be the lineup after last night's play where he got elbowed in the face. We were told that Bellinger is not going to be in the lineup tonight going up against Google because he's been terrible, and that's what it is. Right now, I know they haven't played well defensively. They got guys out of position all over the place because they got to try to find a way to hit. That's the problem with this team. It's not Boone. It's not the messaging. It's that they're missing guys, and their two big hitters in the middle of the lineup have been absolutely dreadful. Good luck trying to win with three of your best hitters on the IL.
You can't go that way.
And your two best hitters. Yes, I can.
No, you can.
I certainly can.
Because they were winning without
Rice.
Judge when he first went down.
Yeah, because Rice has won for his last 20.
Yeah, but
Rice is hitting on, no.
We so won, it's on Ben Rice?
It's on Ben Rice, 100%.
Okay.
I'm saying it's on Ben Rice. It's on Ben Rice. I took time out of a show to talk about how he's underappreciated and he's not the starting first baseman and no one's voting for him. We talk about him as an MVP candidate and someone who solidified this offense in a way that only Juan Soto has in the entire Judge and Boone era. We want to talk and praise him and throw a heap of praise on him. Right now, his team is floundering. They need him desperately. And he's 0 for his last 17. He's hitting 100 for his last 20 games. He's been awful. They need him to be better. Bellinger last night is dropping balls in the outfield.
That's right.
He hasn't got a hit in forever. Like, it's on them. We're so concerned about messaging and what the post game sounds like and whether or not Aaron Boone's doing this. And yes, it's similar. They've had struggles in other summers. Totally agree. What that has to do with how they will play in October means I'll never understand why we put so much of an emphasis on how they're playing right now with a team that won't be the team in October and how it matters and will it doesn't.
Because it does matter.
No, it doesn't. What matters
then why
is,
even pay attention and talk about it at all until we get to October?
What matters is winning the division. The level of play doesn't matter because Ben
of
Rice...
Of course it matters.
Because, well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Ben Rice is 1-for-25.
Yeah.
Does that mean he'll be 1-for-25 in October?
Maybe.
No, I mean, he's capable of it. So is every hitter,
right?
But he was also.
But you can't just totally dismiss games because the month starts with a J.
I'm not dismissing them.
These games count.
Of course, they
these games matter.
They got to win the division,
right?
But we can't look into it and say, "Well, this is why they'll lose because like they haven't scored runs." They
yeah,
won't
but I'm
score.
Not saying that. I'm talking about this team in the moment.
Yeah, in
you're
the
talking
moment.
About people that have
well,
called into the radio
well,
station. I get
about,
you on that.
I'm talking about what's the importance.
This is a problem right now in the moment.
Right.
This may not be a problem for October.
Right.
But we can't worry about October till we get to October.
I
think they're a playoff team.
Well,
I'm with you on that.
But that's my point.
But I can tell you what.
If they're going to be a playoff team, like, and I said this yesterday, they need
you
to find
one,
a way.
You want a one-game wild-card game?
No, they need
you
to
risk that?
They have to win the division.
Which
totally
is why
you.
These games matter.
Of course, I'm trying to tell you. I agree with you on that. But when you look at it, right, they're missing guys. And right now, Ben Rice and Bellinger aren't hitting. That's the main point of this. Those two guys have been dreadful.
Dreadful.
But that's not what the fans are talking about. That's not the thought process. The thought process is that Boone's a problem, this is a problem, that's a problem.
I haven't heard that, yeah, but I'm not saying you don't hear it.
No.
Maybe you do. You have the big Yankee podcast,
It was the opening of the show right before us.
That Boone's the problem?
Yes.
Well, that's just stupid.
But this is...
But I'll just say this.
I'm just
don't judge Sean or Evan or Tiki's opinion on what you think the reality is. They're entitled to their opinion.
No, I know.
I mean, we can agree or disagree with it. I want to know your opinion.
I'm telling you what
the
reality is.
I don't care about anybody else's opinion but yours.
I understand that.
Because you're in a mood today.
I'm not in a mood.
You're in a mood today. You know why you're in a mood?
I'm trying to tell you.
Because the swoon in June has begun.
Well,
and you can't deny that.
I certainly can. It's not a swoon.
Five
yet.
Straight losses.
They've lost five in April.
Non-competitive baseball.
They lost five in April. Where was the April swoon?
We discussed it.
No, they're not playing well right now.
That's right.
It. We get focused on swoons.
Yes.
The only reason
because it rhymes with June.
Not only that, because of previous years. That's my point. We're focused on previous years.
What rhymes with
we're
April?
We're focused on
anybody?
Messaging. We're not focused on the idea that right now this team, while missing players, their two best hitters are struggling mightily.
Yeah, this team right now in the moment stinks.
They're not scoring runs. They stink.
That's right.
The offense is historically bad. It is a disaster right now offensively. There's no doubt about it.
And Ryan Weathers didn't do any favors, obviously, last night, but they stink right now.
They stink right now.
You may come in 2 weeks from now as we get ready to go into July, right?
Right.
And we might be like, all right, they got through it. Yeah, they played 500 ball, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be honest with the audience right now, because we'll do this to the Mets today as well. Right now,
there's no
the
doubt.
New York Yankees stink.
100%. But like
that's it.
Yeah, but when I try and tell you why they stink, you don't want to hear why.
Well,
you
Ben
just
Rice
want to say
stinks,
they stink.
Right?
Well, I'm saying tonight, these
everybody
games
stinks
from
right
now and through the four-game set against Tampa Bay, it is time. I'm trying to tell you. Ben Rice, we have talked him up. We have talked about how he's an MVP caliber player, how he should be the starting first baseman.
You want people voting for him.
Exactly.
Although
right.
You have
now's the
him.
Time he has to wake up. Cody Bellinger signed a big offseason contract. He was the focus of the entire offseason. He's been the guy who's been a huge part of carrying this team. I know he's not playing tonight, but now through the rest of this break and while Judge is gone, he needs to be better and he needs to step up. Gerrit Cole is a former Cy Young. He makes $36 million a year. When he toes the mound the next night, he needs to be better.
Agreed.
Tonight, we talk so much.
Tonight's
at least
a big game, right?
Tonight's a big game against Skubal. We talk about how great Schlittler is and how him and Ben Rice are the new future of the team and how do we figure out how to transition from the Cole and Judge window moving forward. I've been saying it's the Ben Rice and Schlittler window.
Sure.
Tonight's a big night for these guys.
I agree.
They have to start stepping up. The players need to start performing. That is the issue. Guys we counted on, guys we've praised, guys we've talked about as being MVP and Cy Young caliber players need to step up and start playing better.
Agree 100%.
Because they need to win the division. But it's not about how because they're making errors and because this lineup is atrocious at the moment offensively that we know that that's what will happen in October.
Are people saying that?
Of course.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yes.
I also,
I
didn't hear it.
The talk is we're seeing signs similar to the reasons we've lost in the playoffs in years prior. Like, this team's not like.
Well, I don't agree with that. Well, the one thing I do agree with you on.
I'm trying to tell you what's
while
out there.
These games are very important, we can't diminish how important these games are because these games help you win a division.
Every game's important.
And get you home field advantage. The reality is that the team the Yankees put out there tonight against a great pitcher and Cy Young Award winner Skubal is not the lineup. But you know, we also have to, let me say the first thing. It's most likely not the lineup the Yankees have in October.
It won't be the lineup.
But as you just said, it seems like Aaron Judge ain't close to coming back.
No.
So it might be the lineup. Are we sure Max Fried's coming back?
Yeah.
We think he's coming back.
I'm fairly confident.
We don't know for sure
he's
coming back.
I think he's coming back. Will he be good?
Is Stanton coming back? We don't know.
No, I know.
So the reality is that you better get used, big fella, to this Yankee lineup because there's a chance. I agree, small.
Small,
SML.
Well, they'll make
trades. But there's a chance that this is your Yankee postseason lineup.
No.
And that team ain't winning a World Series.
I don't think it is. They're not going to have Wells in it. They're going to have a new catcher. They're going to make trades.
Okay.
They're going to make trades. But my point is, they go into a lineup tonight that doesn't have Judge, doesn't have Stanton, doesn't have Grisham. Hopefully he'll be back. And I think we're learning how important a cog in the wheel Grisham
was.
And how important he is defensively, offensively. He comes through with big hits. But it's also not going to have Jazz in it. It's also not going to have Bellinger in it. Tonight is they need to step up, and they need Cam Schlittler, who's been their ace,
tough
been
spot,
their guy.
By the way.
To, against
they
the
beat
Tiger
him a
team
week ago.
Yeah, but a Tiger team that doesn't swing the bats all that well.
That's
last
true.
Night they did.
And they're 15 games under 500,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Go out there and be the guy. And Ben Rice needs to wake up and needs to prove that he doesn't need Judge behind him and that he's a legitimate player and a legitimate star. Like, it's on them. The things we're focused on are the wrong things. Right now, the offense is terrible. But the players need to step up. Ben Rice and specifically Bellinger. Those two guys are killing this
team. Well, we'll get into it with you if you're a diehard Yankee fan. I think the swoon's begun. I think they stink right now.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're not going to win a World Series, but this team right now is not winning a World Series, which is just a great reminder, I think, for everybody out there right now, you included. We really owe the New York Knicks a debt of gratitude.
Still with
this. We really got to thank the New York Knicks for what they did. And I saw the story today. My guy, Jalen Brunson, back in the gym, already working out, getting ready for next season. That's a Derek Jeter-esque move by my guy, Jalen Brunson. And because the Yankees stink and the New York Mets have become a little league team, George Springer's inside the park home run.
That was
and then, by the way, memo to SNY, who I just adore SNY. And I think Steve Gelbs does a great job. You can't do what you did last night. You can't have the only interview with Juan Soto and give him an excuse in your questioning about that misplay on the line drive out to him in the outfield. And it was something along the lines of, how tough is it on a field like this to have to field the ball like that?
Right.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
You're
paying him $1 billion.
Yeah.
Don't give him an excuse or an out. Don't give him that.
He played that ball terribly.
And then, of course, Ewing coming on over. I'll help you out in his glove. And he just threw the ball into the outfield
pick it up and bring it to his hand, and it just flung out of his glove.
George Springer, who's not the fastest guy in the world.
No, he can barely
had an inside the park home run standing up.
They didn't even
and that was the difference in the game.
Not only standing up, Soto doesn't even bother to throw it in. It's like he's already crossing the plate by the time he fielded
it. And I want to thank the Mets because on behalf of the New York Yankee universe, the Yankees stink right now.
Oh, they're awful.
But the Mets are so embarrassingly bad that even a Yankee fan's like, yeah, we stink right now. Five straight losses. And the swoon may have begun.
May have begun.
Here in June.
It may have begun.
But the Mets embarrassed themselves at a new level every single night. It's almost hard to pay attention to the Yankees swoon in June.
It's not that hard.
Meanwhile, we do also have some major news today. We'll get to throughout the program later on. The United States Supreme Court rendered some decisions on a lot of cases in this country, many of them actually important to our way of life here in the United States of America, but one that affects few of us, but does affect us. The United States Supreme Court today upheld a decision in West Virginia that trans women are not allowed to play female sports. That is now the law of the land. And I just, on behalf of my people, penis people. Well played.
A golf clap for the
penises. I want to protect the sanctity of sports that I care nothing about, women's sports. But I do acknowledge the fact that it's not fair for the penile people of America to play against the vaginal people of America. And I think the United States Supreme Court got that one right. You will no longer have men becoming women, playing in women's sports, and I think that's a win for all the young women out there that are that love playing sports at the youth level, at the junior high school level, the high school level,
right.
the college level. I think today was a great win for all of you that from this point forward, you will only have to compete against your own kind, and I think that's fantastic. So well done by the United States Supreme Court. And all you ladies out there that have had to compete against penile people, no more. From now on, you're back to playing against real girls and real women, and I think that's a great win for America. So I want to put
great
that
win
out
there. For America.
Yes, you got to keep the peanut people out of them locker rooms. We're no good. You don't want to see them locker rooms. I've done it a million times.
I think it's common sense. I think we've seen that
you would think it'd be common
should
sense
not be competing.
But I just thought the United States Supreme Court and I don't get involved in politics in this show at all. Mm-hmm. I think just protected the sanctity and the safety. And all the records that a lot of these amazing young women have set at all the different levels of sports, I think today's a win for young girls and young women and adult women that want to play and compete against women. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great win for all of you. So congratulations to all you gals out there that like to play sports. More power to you and keep on doing your thing. You got to keep the P9 out. You can put that on a shirt, by the way.
Keep
your P9 people don't belong in girls' locker rooms. Yeah,
that's a long shirt. Yeah. I think just small.
Although I did pee in the girls' bathroom yesterday. I want to acknowledge that, and I take ownership.
Here,
of that. Yeah, I did. Number one, there's not a single woman that works on this floor.
That's
number
true.
Two, it was after hours.
Yeah.
Number three, the gal that does a great job on the cleaning crew here.
Yeah.
Was knee deep in the boys' bathroom cleaning up, so I knocked on the girls' door.
Yeah.
I did it like an echo. Hello, hello, hello. Is anybody in here?
I went.
And you went.
I went in a stall.
I do want to say, because I do agree with you on something.
I did take ownership of that.
The cleaning services here are great. The people are great. They do a great job.
It's like 24/7 cleaning.
It's unbelievable. That's my only issue, though, because it's happened a lot. There's only a handful of people on this floor, and there's only one bathroom because of the construction. I think there needs to be a rule. Bathrooms can't be closed. Can't close the men's room.
I agree.
You've got to figure out a way to clean it without closing it.
I
know. I'm with you.
At 6 o'clock last night, I went into the ladies' room.
I would have waited.
You're not.
I would have went on the train or something. Although that's it.
Well, I did it. To be fair, though, to be fair to me, because I like to lead from the front.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair to me on this one, the United States Supreme Court had not yet voted when I used that bathroom yesterday. That was pre-SCOTUS.
Okay.
Pre-SCOTUS, and their decision. From today on,
that's it.
I will not do that again.
Go up to the 11th floor.
But to be fair to me, that was pre-SCOTUS. Now I obey by the law, because I'm a law-abiding citizen these days. All right?
As you should.
Yeah, so you going with the hat the whole day? What's up
with I'm thinking about it.
First time you've worn the hat.
Yeah, I just got the new one. I like it. I've been getting
the new...
Let me see
in front of it. What do we got? What is that? MLB hat?
I'm wearing... Yes, this is the new...
Oh, wow, I like that a lot.
Yeah, look.
That's the USA 250 hat.
Yeah, this is the new, like, 4th of July I bought last year.
Was that New Era?
Yeah.
That's a sweet hat, dude.
Sweet.
My only knock on the hat, it's the way you wear it, and that's just you and I differ on that. I'm a bent brim guy.
Yeah.
You're a straight brim
guy. I'm not. I'm a bent brim guy.
Oh, you are.
Here's the thing.
Can I
be vulnerable with you for a moment?
I'd like you to be.
Because this is
Vulnerable music, please. A little vulnerable, maybe a violin.
Vulnerable music.
Violin, a little piano.
As I'm trying to deal with the Yankees losing 5
a little
in a
row. Brian McKnight piano thing.
It's not a swoon yet. It very well could be a swoon, not a swoon yet.
Big Mac's about to get vulnerable.
Got to lose back. Right. You have to lose back-to-back series to even call it a swoon. But okay.
Here we go.
I am a brim bent guy.
Yes.
But I don't wear the hat forward anymore because I have a round face. I didn't want to say this. I didn't know if anybody was aware of it. But I have a round face.
I was not going to say anything.
I know. I was trying to hide it. It should just be out in the open by now. And when I wear hats with the brim forward, bent, straight, doesn't matter.
No good?
It looks like... It
exaggerates the round?
It looks like a miniature Yankee Stadium ice cream cup hat on a basketball.
Got it.
So I benefit slightly. Mm-hmm. From the height of the hat backwards, but the brim,
okay.
It does me no favors.
I want to applaud you for being open with the audience today.
I only wear the hat backwards
because
of the round face, and because of that, I don't bother to bend it.
You don't.
But if I were to wear it forward, if the face ever becomes less round.
Yes, which it could.
I make a promise to you now. When I start wearing my hats forward, I will bend the brim.
Bent brim.
Yes.
Which is funny because our first sponsor today comes from the pharmaceutical world.
Mm. I can see right in front of me the wonders it does.
No, it's not, it's like, you know, they always come up with these clever names for drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, your drug would be like Round Victus. Like, do you have a round face? Do you have to wear hats on backwards?
Yeah.
Take Round Victus. Round Victus may cause diarrhea, vomiting. Anyhow, we got lots cooking today.
Yeah.
888-808-1019 is what's going on today. We'll do all the Yankees stuff. We'll get to the Mets embarrassing themselves yet again. Last night, they're like 90 games under 500 now. And so much more. It is the Carton Show with Big Mac, the afternoon fan line sponsored by Verizon Business. Take control of your mobile plan with My Biz Plan, 888-808-1019. By the way, brand new shirt I'm rocking today. To be fair, I wore it because it shows off my tiny erect nipples when the room gets cold. That's called comfort. While the rest of you are sweating your balls off, I'm rocking an Untuckit.com shirt that shows you how excited I am to be here in the studio today. Untuckit delivers, and with their 4th of July sale going on right now, it's the perfect time to visit for savings on wrinkle-free cotton to save you time in the morning, and performance shirts that stretch and wick sweat. And they're all on sale right now. Untuckit, crack the code. Shirts made to be worn untucked. And they sold more than 15 million of them because they're awesome. This is the second one I've worn this week. Wrinkle-resistant linen, performance shirts, stretch, moisture wicking, zero. But I don't even know what wicking means, but it says it twice here, so I feel like that's an important talking point. Check out Untuckit.com. The 4th of July sale is going on right now. Trust me, there's a shirt for every size and style. You just got to see it for yourself. Untuckit.com.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Your favorite Knicks champions are heading to Fanatics Fest in July, July 16th through the 19th. Don't miss the Kings of New York panel on Saturday, July 18th. A special championship celebration featuring Jalen Brunson, Karl-Anthony Towns, Josh Hart, and Mikal Bridges. Hear stories from their title run, get behind-the-scenes insight, and experience what it means to bring a championship back to New York. Plus, limited photo op and autograph tickets for sale. Knicks stars and New York sports legends are still available. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours now at Fanatics Fest.com. This portion of the program is brought to you by Flag and Anthem. Real clothes for real.